patient care inspired by you. Who else could be such a partner in your health? Only SIH. It's time for Radio SIH. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. I am Deborah Howell. Today we will be talking about cancer, but even more specifically about cancer rehab. Many people haven't even heard of cancer rehabilitation, so we're eager to explore this timely topic with our specialty guest today. He is Dr. Terrence Glennon, Medical Director at SIHRIC Rehab Services. Welcome, Dr. Glennon.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Cancer rehabilitation. Let's start from the beginning. What is cancer rehab?
Well, with so many wonderful treatments present in the acute care world and the surgical world, we're having more and more people survive with a diagnosis of cancer. Mm-hmm. But along with that comes certain aspects of debility or disability, and then we in the rehabilitation field can help with that. More and more patients surviving with more and more issues mean that we have to pay attention to it. Just as if someone had a stroke, mm-hmm. we pretty much understand now that that person needs rehabilitation to get back to a maximum possible level of function. But sometimes in the world of cancer, we forget about that part. We do the acute care treatments, yeah. we do the chemotherapy, the radiation. It beats up on the tumor, but it beats up on the patient too.
Sure.
And we forget to kind of extend a hand and help that patient back up again. And so the research is telling us that many patients don't regain maximum possible function after that.
Oh, well, it is a fabulous idea. How long has it been around?
Well, it's something that's gaining new momentum more recently because we have various other cancer treatments and more people are surviving. It's huge numbers in the United States,
mm-hmm.
11 million survivors in the U.S. by some estimates.
That's
and
wonderful.
So, and again, if your focus was on just helping a patient survive, which is truly part of cancer care, then you don't tend to think beyond that. But as more and more people are surviving, we have to start thinking about cancer rehabilitation.
Absolutely. And what are some of the major benefits of cancer rehab?
Well, it builds people's endurance. It builds their sense of well-being. It improves their physical mobility. It can prevent complications such as loss of bone mass or muscle mass, which can lead to other sorts of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, in the midst of the most aggressive part of the treatment, one doesn't know how the patient's going to come out. So one can let that slip, that rehabilitative part. But if we do it during the treatment and then after the treatment, then the patient can go off on their own and maintain that fitness later.
Yes.
But the associations and the research are strong with not even just recovering from the cancer, but overall sense of well-being,
mm-hmm.
Physical mobility, preventing other sort of deterioration of the heart and lungs. So there are a lot of benefits.
Wow, it's kind of amazing it's taken this long for this to catch fire.
Yeah, I think it's probably that we were sort of doing it piecemeal.
Mm-hmm.
But when people saw that the benefits were there, you started having people going on a national level and talking about it from a programmatic standpoint, and then it just makes so much sense, and the research backs it up, that then it spreads all around so that everybody has access to it.
Okay, so when exactly does the rehab process begin for a patient?
Well, really, you could say that it starts immediately upon diagnosis. Patients processing all sorts of things about a new cancer diagnosis, and even to the core of your soul of what's going to happen with your life and your lifespan.
Yeah.
And so what you need is some help from your caregivers reminding you that, okay, while you're doing that, let's start to focus on your physical fitness, your rehabilitative aspects of your life so that you don't lose those. You can even prevent some decline. And even for people who aren't regular exercisers, I'm not a big fan of exercise. I don't, you know, it's not innate in me to go out and run around.
Mm-hmm.
I had to chase a ball through my childhood to remind me that, you know, to help me forget that I was getting winded, you know. And so, and a lot of people are like that. So even if someone has never exercised before this, there's no reason not to start
mm-hmm.
when you're going to be doing battle with this major medical diagnosis.
That's right. You know, bring all the armor you can in this fight.
That's right.
Is the family involved in the rehab process?
Well, that's an excellent question. And certainly they are. And even in our hospital-based rehabilitation for someone recovering from a stroke or spinal cord injury, the folks who've been through it know that we invite the family. We want them there to encourage the patient. And so certainly with cancer rehabilitation, it's no different. And in fact, part of the reason our new cancer center is being built is so that people won't have to travel far away for their cancer care. That allows more family to spend more time with the patient and support them and be with them. And that fits right into the rehabilitative process as well.
That is so wonderful. And what kinds of things do you have the family participate in?
Well, they might just be there to support the patient going through treatments. Of course, some it's transportation, bringing them back and forth. Mm-hmm. But some family members will even get involved in the exercise as well. So as long as grandma's going
that.
Over there to work. Yeah, exactly. Come along and work with them, work next to them. Our therapists, therapists in general are wonderful people. Physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, our social workers, our nurses, they all embrace all the support that can help the patient in any way. And family being there, it's almost a no-brainer. It's automatic for these folks.
Well, when you think about the alternative, okay, you know, you're done with your radiation, bye, you know, and they just go home and they're like, what do I do now?
You're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head there because when everything is so new, your brain is swimming, you're not necessarily thinking right about doing those sorts of extra things like rehabilitation. And, you know, if you think about it, even most athletes, not even high-level elite athletes, but even high school level, who do we have? We have coaches.
Right.
We don't expect them to just go off and exercise on their own. We want somebody to watch the golf swing. We want somebody to watch the baseball swing. And so to have a therapist guiding a rehabilitative program in the face of a cancer diagnosis just makes perfect sense.
Right. And especially, I mean, there are things like balance and walking that, you know, cancer patients often need a little help with.
You're exactly right. Some things it's difficult or not even safe to do on your own, especially, for example, if you have a cancer affecting your neurologic system, balance centers, there may be weakness on one side of the body. And so the therapists early on are very involved in encouraging new mobility, but in a safe fashion because they have their hands on that gait belt. They're walking with the patient. They're making sure they're inside parallel bars if they're that unsteady so that the initial activities are done safely. We don't need a hip fracture on top of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the progress is made safely, they can introduce new tasks, new challenges, and then advance that function. And before the patient knows it, they're like, oh my goodness, I'm up and walking around. Well, that didn't take much at all, but you go back to those first early steps, they needed that therapist to bring them through there.
Right. And also just for their questions like, oh boy, here's some numbness or tingling. What is this? Their therapist can help them with that.
That's an excellent point. There are everything's new if you're facing this new diagnosis and a series of treatments. And so some of it, I always tell patients, I say, it's amazing to me that a patient knows when to come to the doctor. It seems like people come too soon or too late. Why didn't you come here sooner? What are you doing here? You don't have anything. So on a day-to-day basis, the therapist can guide the patient through what is of concern and be that feedback for them. Or, oh, you know what, lots of folks have that, and it seems like it hasn't amounted to anything, so let's not necessarily pester your doc with that just yet. We'll wait and see how it goes, and then they come back 2 days later, and it's gone.
Right, right. So what percentage of cancer patients actually receive this kind of care?
Well, the numbers are still small, and we're still trying to grow that, but one study showed that over 60% of patients would have benefited from some rehabilitative input. So that's part of what we're trying to do here and get the word out that so people are aware and family members and friends are aware to even ask for that sort of help because it's not the first thing on their minds as it is now after progress we've made over decades with someone who's had a stroke or a spinal cord injury.
Of course, the big question, I mean, to me, 60% sounds low. I would think that 100% of people could benefit from something like that. But, you know, of course, the question always is this covered with insurance? And maybe you can speak to that.
Yeah, and it's individual anymore, especially. It's getting so I'm confused by what insurance covers and what it doesn't. And so the point is just to ask the question. And there's usually a way to provide some reasonable therapy for somebody who needs it. It may not be sort of the number of visits we initially envisioned, but there's a way to get it done much better than not doing anything.
Doctor, what's the relationship between the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago and SIH?
Well, when SIH first wanted to provide rehabilitation services to their citizens, they reached out to someone in the area, and it ended up being the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago, nationally recognized rehab organization in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to lean on their expertise to create the program. We started in 1997. We started with 5 beds. We are now 29 beds. Mm-hmm. We are embraced by the community. We are 3 PM&R physicians, physiatrists, mm-hmm. Working very hard to help people with disabilities of all kinds. Just absolutely welcomed and embraced by the community. So we hope that we're bringing that first-rate rehabilitation yeah. care to the citizens in this area.
It certainly sounds like it. Well, thank you so, so much, Dr. Glennon, for being on the program today to talk to us about cancer rehabilitation. I learned a lot, and I'm sure our audience did as well. That's our show for this week. Please join us again for another edition of Radio SIH, brought to you by Southern Illinois Healthcare. I'm Deborah Howell. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.